Gambling is a major issue right now. There is grave danger for our children. These bills provide no safeguards to protect minors from these games of skill. House Bill 590 and Senate Bill 212 would allow thousands of so-called games of skill, i.e. neighborhood slot machines, in convenience stores, restaurants, truck stops, and other establishments, where families visit daily, with virtually no oversight. Allowing this expansion of gambling in the Commonwealth will only lead to more crime, more addictions, and more harm to families. Both of these bills have passed both chambers of our state legislature. However, the efforts to defeat these bad bills is not over. The legislature is now in crossover. The respective bills have been presented to the other chamber for consideration. If there are proposed amendments, conference committees will work to develop a bill that will then be voted on by both chambers. The bills will then be presented once again to both chambers of our state legislature. We must have every pastor, every church member, and every faith leader reach out to our respective state senators and state delegates, imploring them to vote no on this attempt to enlarge gambling within our precious Commonwealth. All of us must show up, stand up, and speak up. Pastor, would you sign on to this letter? We have created a letter, attached below, from our VA pastors to the governor and to some of the key delegates and senators. Pastor, if you have done so already, please give us permission to add your name and church. Thank you to the 60-plus who have already signed on. Email me at talvis@gmail.com or text me at 804-690-9447. Pastor letter to the governor.pdf talking points. When making phone calls or sending emails, state clearly, graciously, and firmly, I am opposed to HB 590 and COVALENTS 1B212Y. Biblical principles. It violates God's honesty principle. X 2015-17. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27. It violates God's love principle. Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 40. It violates God's work principle. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28. 2 Thess 3:10. It violates God's stewardship principle. James chapter 1 verse 17. 1 Cor 4:2. It violates God's trust principle. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. It violates God's danger principle. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 27. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22. Practical realities. It is intellectually dishonest to talk about the benefits of gambling without talking about the detriments of gambling. Many studies have shown that gambling has led to relationship problems, financial problems, including bankruptcy, legal problems, job loss, poor health, suicide and suicide attempts. There is grave danger for our children. These bills provide no safeguards to protect minors from these games of skill. There is great danger for those who are already struggling with gambling addiction. These bills provide no safeguards to protect those struggling with this addiction. Help us reach all of our delegates, senators. Find legislative contact information here.